Igor e o disco Spirituality and Distortion, a abertura deste programa Ficha Tripla com João Moura, e também com a dupla J.G. Thirlwell e Simon Stinsland. Deixe ficar por aí. Tenha uma excelente noite.
the silence comes, silence holds its breath. Licensed, always scanned to sleep, choking blunt to death. Broken promise, saving two, likely dreams we hold. Burdens, gods, it skipped your soul. Threshold shot and sold. That debt still won't let go. These days I know that's got silver. The dead still sings a thriller. The dead still shines so nicely. The dead still burns enticing. Best is when the curtain falls, music comes to pause. Clifford, he will say the prayers, everyone applauds. Bones and all shall fills the air, assassins and search their prey. Sword is brand and swords are drawn, slice and annihilate.
Passagem pelos discos Oniric Formulary e Necroscape de Sir Richard Bishop e Tatema. Já com André Henriques, vamos até Uma Casa na Praia, canção do disco Cajarana.
Se a gente fugisse para longe daqui e a escola dos putos, e vivemos de quê? A cidade que fica na pousa para o turista, vamos desaparecer. Uma casa na praia, tens os pés cheios de areia.
The senior dancer, the king of the swing. He needs no answer, 'cause the question's everything. Go on, I'll be right here. He's never been to Ibiza and never will be. He's the rhythm's little teaser and he moves for you and me. Go on, I'll be right here. The senior dancer, the king of the swing. He needs no answer, 'cause the question's everything. Go on, I'll be right here. Go on, I'll be right here. Shaky legs, shaky hands, a big pumping heart. Senior dancing never ends, that's the finest form of art. The senior dancer, the king of the swing. He needs no answer, 'cause the question's everything. Go on, I'll be right here. Oh, senior dancer, I don't feel it in my bones. I'm a freelancer, so I'm going home. Tomorrow, I'll be right here. Tomorrow, we'll have one more beer.
Zero Zero Zero, banda sonora da série a cargo dos Mogwai, logo após o regresso dos Birds Are Indie, intitulado Migrations. Na continuação, Gary Olsen e o seu disco homónimo.
What a season, 1890, glory of that golden run with the ball and some faith. His face. darling, it's time. And wherever she goes, even navy boats won't really smoke.
For these things when we come. shadows of the places they came from. We will bring memories of these things when we come. All your abandoned things, once fine vestments, statues with wings. They have their uses, everyone. Let me slither across them in the sun. Pale imitations that you brought back from afar. We will show them to you as they are. Wind through the ruins, high and lonesome. We will have uses for these things when we come.
Feathered his cocks are. See how seamless his frocks are. Look at his paper being lower that rocks are. Look at how long she walks and how far. Was she lost or maybe she was not for traveling in the stock car anymore? Maybe she spent her formative years dealing with his contentious fears and endless cheers at her endless tears. Or maybe she just got tired of watching him sniff white off a starless breast, treating his wife like less than a guest, getting his girl to clean up his mess, never showing weakness unless it's war season. Season of the ward, she's trying to cut the cord. She's tired of planting her knees on the cold hard floor of facts, trying to act like the other girl acts. And your strike may have been exact, but you know that you never really go to the mat. You tie everything up ready in the second act, when you know that it didn't go exactly like that. You arrive and drive by like a soft up bat. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. You arrive and drive by like a soft up bat. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. You arrive and drive by like a soft up bat. Like you know you should know, but you don't know where it's at. You should know, but you don't know what you did. Like you know you should know what happened when I came to bed. Like you know you should know, but you don't know. Like you know you should know, but you don't know. Like you know you should know, but you don't know what you did.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Yeah. You raped me in the same bed your daughter was born in. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
foi uma sequência de novidades de Damian Jurado, The Mountain Goats, Fiona Apple e Thundercat. Já a próxima novidade é The New Abnormal, é dos Strokes.
Trying to figure out are the many things you like, I'll own up to what's mine. Knowing thunder gives away what lightning tries to hide. No one was prepared. Done it all before. Note by note, bruise by bruise. Sometimes the hardest thing to learn is what you get from what you lose. I feel a fool. So do you, for believing it could work out like some things do.
Laura Marling com Song for Our Daughter, quase no fim desta hora fecha tripla. Temos tempo ainda para escutar Dakota Sweet com Quentin Sirjak e Mark Kozlek.
Will it break us? thankful for your tears. Your words give me life. Touch me with your skin.
I need to stretch more, my left knee. If I squat down to pick something up, I gotta grab hold of something to lift myself. It used to be my right knee, and now it's my left. It must have been my left that was supporting my right all this time, and now the left is giving out. Like my mom, I'll likely end up with knee replacements. Caroline and I are just back from lunch and a nice walk, except for seeing a seagull that's legs were tied together by fishing line, and nobody could do anything about it because he was in an illegal, closed off section of the pier. He could let the wind pick him up and soar a little, but he'd descend back to the cement and land crookedly on his tied up legs, left behind, watching his flock soar, screeching for their help. Caroline and I were in a panic, asking people for scissors. I was gonna jump the barricade and cut the line that tied his legs together, but we couldn't find anything. We couldn't even find fingernail clippers. We found a fisherman with a big, bloody, serrated fishing knife, but the line that tied the seagull's feet together needed to be snipped quickly. Trying to saw the line with a knife while a seagull was fighting you off could tear his legs off. I'm no expert in animal rescue, but that knife wasn't gonna work. Plus, people were gathering around. And fuck if I was gonna be caught on video jumping a barricade on a fishing pier with an enormous bloody knife in my hand. I can see the headline now. Crazed musician jumps barricade bludgeoning seagulls with large knife. Fisherman threw him an anchovy, and another seagull chewed it up and spit it down the disabled seagull's beak. The helpless seagull did one last soar and landed in the bay. My shoulders slumped. I said to a middle-aged British tourist next to me, "Well, I guess it'll be part of the food chain." He and I then talked about how we eat animals that we hoped were treated humanely. Then I interrupted him. "Wow. We're two old white dudes patting ourselves on the back. Who are we kidding? Every animal that we eat is killed against their will." Then we talked about plastic and how we grew up with plastic, and now we're told not to use it anymore. And right there before our eyes was the reason that plastic is slowly being phased out. I'm going fishing tomorrow. I hope someone invents some kind of eco-friendly fishing line. Maybe they already have. I'll have to ask around. Perch and rockfish, I use 2 to 3 hooks set about 1.5 feet apart with a 3-ounce weight tied to the bottom. If one of those hooks gets caught on a rock covered in mussels while trying to reel in a fish, the line breaks and the fish gets bashed against the mussels every time a wave comes, until a seal comes around and gets him, or the crabs pick him apart. Yes, they become part of the food chain. But I hate thinking of a fish stuck on a line like that and being bashed against the rocks, the plastic line that's out there in the water. The tourist said that he and his wife were famous for owning a one-off handmade car that was made in the late 60s, that they were on some British TV show. I chuckled and said that I was B-level famous. They said, B-level famous for what? I said, I'm a musician. That's what I sound like. I said, well, like Nick Cave, I guess. It's sort of dark. The guy lit up and said, all right, Nick Cave. When being asked what kind of music I play, I always try to get inside of the person's head who was asking, walk in their shoes for a second, and think of a denominator they'll connect with. I've answered this question many times with various replies, ranging from Neil Young to R.E.M. to Radiohead. Something they'll know. It's the right way to get it over with when you realize the jam you've put yourself in. Like this one. Two old guys talking about our fame while absolutely nobody hovers around us asking for autographs. He talked about how he didn't know who Nick Cave was until Nick collaborated with a famous female singer. I can't think of her name. I don't know enough about Nick Cave. But to bring this conversation to an end as quickly as possible, pretended that I knew exactly who the female singer was, and he said, yeah, she's who put him on the map. In the middle of all this, Caroline got a text saying that our table was ready. I could see the relief in her face, not only because we'd be eating lunch soon, but also because we found a genuine segue to shake off the tourists. The lunch place was way up on Polk Street. We needed to get moving. We shook the British tourists' hands and said goodbye. Caroline said, that poor seagull. Oh my God, that conversation went on for a long time, Mark. I said, well, I was the one who started it. The sound of that seagull's panic is something I won't soon forget, nor the tourists going on about his rare one-off handmade car. Back up Russian Hill, we talked about the seagull, and I grumbled a bit about a friend who's mysteriously turned all pouty on me about vague things. I'm not sure what the issue is, but he hasn't communicated with me for about a week. If you're a man racking your brains trying to figure out why your friend is ignoring you and being uncooperative, creating walls for reasons that you can't identify, the answer may lie in the fact that he's significantly shorter than you. If he's older than you, that could be it too, or maybe if he's single. What did Captain Ahab say in Moby Dick? Something like, the old whales attract less females, it makes them bitter. We finally sat down for lunch on Upper Polk Street. While I was drinking my iced tea, a waitress with a British accent handed me a plastic straw and asked, a cunt or a bond? I said, I'm sorry, excuse me, I didn't understand. She looked at me perturbed and repeated, a cunt or a bond? In the middle of that Sunday brunch din, for a solid 10 to 15 seconds, I had no idea what in the fuck was happening. With vacillating eyes, I nodded yes. She handed me the straw and dashed quickly away from the imbecile of the day. I was